Mark Carman joins us on WGN Radio. Carm, you travel a little bit. WGN Radio sports guy Mark Carman. Have you witnessed these scooters around wherever you've been?
They had them in Atlanta, John. Good to be here for, you know, the Super Bowl. Adam Hogue rode on one. I don't know. I'm pro being able to get around in a fast way that, you know, doesn't necessarily involve me running somewhere. It seems like it's a nice environmental choice. I understand that people might be getting, you know, a little danger on the old sidewalk, but I'd like to think as an evolved society we could, you know, use a scooter responsibly. That would be my hope.
As an evolved society, we'll be able to figure it out. That's well
put. What do you think?
I don't know. The Divvy bike, to me, is a good thing, not a bad thing. I think Divvies are no more of a pain in the butt than bicyclists are, and I'm one of them. But, you know, we don't all get along, us pedestrian joggers, bicyclists, and car drivers in the city. We're all shaking our fist at each other. But that's not the Divvy's fault. That's a people problem. I don't know what it's going to be like with these scooters, but when I see them, just individuals who own them right now buzzing around town, they look very dangerous to me when I see them in traffic.
I would agree, but again, you know, somebody's making their own choice getting on the scooter, so they're putting themselves in. You know?
Yeah, that's what, kind of what I thought. I thought, but, you know, so if you fall off that thing and crack your head because you're going too fast and you're not wearing a helmet, I guess that's on you. I mean, literally, I don't have to care about that if it's not me. Let's talk a little bit about the NBA draft. They are in town at the, is it the Hilton tonight?
Yes, sir. The Hilton Chicago will be hosting the who's who of the NBA tonight, John, except for those watching Golden State and the Portland Trail Blazers getting going in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah. Do you think there's going to be a series in the remainder of the NBA playoffs as good as the Houston series was with Golden State?
Milwaukee and Golden State in the finals could be sweet, John. Milwaukee's been phenomenal all season long. So depending on Kevin Durant's health and I guess Milwaukee staying healthy as well, that series, I think the finals could be super interesting.
And I say that knowing full well that it was Kawhi Leonard, who wasn't on any of those teams, that hit the game winner in Game 7 the other night. But most of us don't follow Philadelphia. We don't follow Toronto. We don't know those teams as well as everybody knows Golden State. So that, to me, just is always going to be a better series to watch.
Yeah, but you're exactly right. Not everybody's watching the Toronto Raptors, or very few people, I suppose, are. But I kind of jumped over Milwaukee and Toronto. I mean, that's a sweet series. Kawhi and Giannis, and it's, you know, 90 minutes north. If basketball fans want to go see some, you know, the Eastern Conference Finals, it's not too prohibitive of a trek up to Milwaukee. I'm always checking out the ticket prices, John. It's not that cost prohibitive to go up there if you want to see some Eastern Conference Finals basketball. I'd be down.
It's also interesting to see the Eastern Conference playoffs without LeBron as a fixture in it. You know, it was always, what team is LeBron on? How is they doing? Et cetera, et cetera. He's not even in the conversation in the East or West.
Yeah, the only conversation about LeBron right now is if he's going to get traded, which is completely not only bizarre, but the Lakers are a disaster, and I suppose there's some in that organization that are considering trading him, which seems really, really weird, but I read something about the Sixers yesterday. I didn't really believe it, John, but Ben Simmons, who was the number one draft pick in 2016, speaking of tonight, that they're considering supposedly a package around Ben Simmons to L.A. for LeBron.
No, it's not LeBron, it's his son.
Oh, okay.
Who, by the way, is that kid's going to play pro ball too, and he's probably going to get a scholarship as a ninth grader.
Bronny's got game. You're absolutely right. You know, he wishes that he didn't name him LeBron Jr. Little after the fact, but that kid, you're right. That kid can play. He's kind of off the charts for somebody his age, which. You know, those genes are important, John. You got Zion Williamson, the number one pick in the draft. His dad was a football player. The mom ran track. So these things do matter at the end of the day.
You know, whose son's also a really good basketball player that gets attention on videos or online right now is Dwayne Wade's.
Yeah, that's true, too.
That's why, and I love to play basketball, but my parents weren't athletic enough, so I'm having to, you know, bear the burden of not having a better gene pool.
Yeah, I like to blame my parents for everything too, John. I'm with you. I mean, come on, what am I supposed to do at 5'9" and 3/4" and 100 pounds?
Well, it's working for Steph. Just talk to me a little bit about the draft then. So the Bulls tonight in Chicago have a 12.5% chance of getting the first pick, and then they would pick Duke's Zion Williamson, who just finished his freshman year at Duke, right?
That's correct. That is correct. He, he wasn't the number one recruit on that team coming in, but because both Cam Reddish, who's in the draft, and R.J. Barrett were considered better players coming into college, but Zion just off the chart as a freshman. This is everyone's looking at him like he's a LeBron James type. No one has ever been this big, this fast, and jumped this high. Shoots the basketball, handles the basketball, is a great kid, doesn't seem like has never been in trouble, loves to watch Netflix and play video games like that, playing basketball. I'm sure he went to class, too, with Duke. So there's nothing to be excited about if you can get Zion Williamson. John, I need your help with that. I'm offering to do something on social media if the Bulls get the number one overall draft pick. People are saying I should jump in the Chicago River. I think that sounds a little too dangerous. I don't know if you have any thoughts off the top of your head. I asked Elle if she told me that she wanted to just put me back in home.
I don't think jumping in the river is too dangerous, Carmen.
Well, you know, Andrew Herman he used to be at the Sun-Times. Now he works for some Fish and Water Conservancy District in the city or something.
Friends of the Chicago River.
He posted this week that 90% of the fish pulled from the Chicago River have plastic in them.
Oh.
So isn't that just the saddest thing? But I digress. So don't jump in the river. But you would do something extraordinary to celebrate the Bulls getting the number one pick. That would mean they get Zion Williamson. And then if that happened, though, start with the Bulls, then I'll ask you about any other team. But if the Bulls were that lucky, what would happen next year?
Well, they would instantly become a bona fide playoff contender, and then you would be strategizing how do you take it from here to actually winning a championship in the next, call it, 3 to 5 years. So you'd have Zion, you'd have Markkanen, who is going into his third year and potentially will have a breakout season next year, and he's been pretty damn good already. Zach LaVine is a hard-working two-guard who had his best year that he's ever had this year. Wendell Carter looks like a solid number one draft pick from last year, kind of a, you know, your standard power forward, Taj Gibson type, maybe, but I think has, you know, the chance to be much better than that, could be an all-star. So you have the makings of a really good competitive basketball team that would make things a lot more fun at the United Center. I don't know if you went to any Bulls games this year, John, but it wasn't very fun. And I love basketball. I could watch, a third-grade game and enjoy it. But the Bulls were a rough spectacle this year.
I was really excited about watching the Bulls this year. And halfway through the season, I just quit. I mean, I wasn't mad at them. It was boring. It was bad. It was really bad basketball. There was no fun. I mean, there was no entertainment value in watching Bulls games. I'd find something else to watch. I'd watch an NBA game in another city before I'd watch the Bulls. And I'm a Bulls fan, you know?
Michael Reinsdorf, who, you know, Jerry's son is running the Bulls. He's inviting season ticket holders to watch games in his suite, and he jokes because I can't get anybody else to come watch the game.
Okay, so if we get this Zion Williams kid, I heard what you said, Williamson, then we are a playoff contender. Suddenly we really do have a solid nucleus. If we don't, then what happens to the Bulls?
Well, it depends. It depends where they end up. If they get the number two pick, they'll take John Morant, who's a dynamic point guard out of Murray State, and he will bring excitement to Chicago. And they'll be, it'll make things better. I don't know, you know, how good they'll be instantly, but there will certainly be something to watch. Even if they get the third pick in R.J. Barrett, it'll feel like there's something to watch there. But after that, if not, then, John, you're going to be doing what you did last winter, which is looking for anything else on the tube, even if you're a basketball fan, which is just, you know, that's not right.
Come okay, on, so Mark Harmon says, first, second, or third pick, we've got something to be excited about. First pick would be off the charts, but that's unlikely. If we get the second or third, there's two very interesting players out there. If we're fourth through sixth, and we're guaranteed to be at least sixth, right, then you're not that excited about the options.
They actually can fall as low as eight. They're most, if you go by, they're a 36% chance to be in the top three. It's a 50-50 shot that they're top four. But if you picked one slot that has the most odds, they're a 25% chance that they'll be the sixth pick, which would suck, for lack of a better word.
I'm sorry about that. So then who else, who's most likely to get this Zion Williamson kid?
So the New York Knicks had the worst record in the league, and so it's the Knicks are, but the Knicks split the most likelihood with three teams. Atlanta is also in there, and I'm not sitting in front of it right now, John. I forget who's third, but there's three teams that all have a 14% chance of getting the number one pick, and the Bulls are the fourth most likely to get it at 12.5%. So. There's a lot of movement that could happen in front. If the Knicks get the number one pick, there's a thought that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are both going to go play in New York. So New York may actually trade Zion to the New Orleans Pelicans, who are trying to get rid of, or are considering at least getting rid of, Anthony Davis. So there is a chance, if New York wins that to the draft lottery, that Zion actually may get traded, which I think would be really dumb, but New York may do something like that.
And just one last thing, Carm. Can you just talk a little bit about the certainty that these best picks will be really good? Are there instances where the star player that everybody wanted was a bust, or the player that nobody saw coming? Scottie Pippen's an example of that, right? Butler's like that. What pick was Steph Curry, for crying out loud?
All great points. 2018, last year, DeAndre Ayton went number one, John. I mean, that's not he hasn't changed the Phoenix plight. The best pick in that draft was probably Luka Doncic at three or Trae Young at five. 2017, the Sixers took Markelle Fultz. He's almost out of the league. The best pick in that draft was number 13, Donovan Mitchell. 2016, Ben Simmons went. If you redrafted it, you might actually take Pascal Siakam first, who's won 27 of the Raptors playing in the conference finals, or maybe you take Jamal Murray, number seven that year, to the Nuggets. I mean, you can go back through it. The 2014 draft, Andrew Wiggins went to Minnesota. The best pick in that draft, Nikola Jokic, number 41, to Denver. Now, there is a reason why we're so, you know, hyped about, because the NFL, it's a lot more skewed as to who's going to be great and who's not going to be great. In the NBA, when you have somebody like Zion, they know he's going to be great. But some years, there's just not a defined number one, and it turns into a crapshoot. This is not one of those years. That's why tonight is such a big deal.
Okay, now keep your fingers crossed. I mean, the Bulls aren't on this radio station. I know a lot of folks said the Bulls are not what they used to be. But it would be fun for and good for Chicago if the Bulls were just in passing conversations again. So I'm hoping for that for sure. Nice to talk to you, Carm. We'll visit with you down the road. And you and I got to play tennis now that the sun is out.
Absolutely. Good to be with you, John. Thanks.